USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Kobe Bryant praised as a great husband, a great father, and a great basketball player by his friend and fellow Lakers Hall of Famer Magic Johnson, who spoke about the former Laker superstar who died in a helicopter crash on Sunday morning last night.
Kobe would want us all to carry on and be great in our lives, and we should do something positive, whether it's, you know, making sure that we love our family or giving back to an organization in his name, because he was such a great man. Great husband, great father.
Johnson was speaking on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he believes President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate will be over within days, tweeting that he'd like to see it end on Friday. Graham says Trump's defense team has destroyed the House case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A major tourist destination throttled by a major earthquake. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A powerful 7.7 earthquake struck the Caribbean, shaking parts of Jamaica and Cuba. A small tsunami wave was observed at Georgetown and the Cayman Islands. Shaking was felt as far away as Miami, and reports began surfacing on social media that high-rise buildings were felt swaying. The earthquake was the strongest to hit the region since a magnitude 8 quake struck on August 4, 1946.
The number of U.S. service members injured in the Iranian missile strike earlier this month still on the rise. The Pentagon now reporting at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries. That's an increase of 16 from the report last week. The Pentagon says 31 of the service members have been treated in Iraq and have returned to duty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
St. Louis is again ranked the most dangerous city in America by new crime stats from the FBI, showing 186 murders committed in St. Louis in 2018 among a population of just over 300,000. The second deadliest cities by murder rates, Baltimore, then Detroit, followed by two Louisiana cities, New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will be the next director of the Hoover Institution. Stanford University announcing Rice will assume her new role at the conservative public policy think tank on September 1st. Police in La Vista, Nebraska are investigating after customers became sick after allegedly being served cleaning solution at a movie theater. Police say the two people who had ordered drinks at the Alamo Draft House Theater were accidentally served the cleaning solution. Both customers and a bartender who tasted the drinks began having symptoms and were taken to a hospital for treatment. They are expected to recover. Tonight's Powerball jackpots had an estimated $394 million. The cash option is worth nearly $275 million. Powerball is played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.